This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Label Clothing Company. They have been a huge supporter of mine for many years now. And anytime you see me wearing a dress shirt or a suit, it is from them. Everything is custom made. And anyone who knows me knows I hate wearing suits and I hate wearing dress shirts. I not only look dapper, but the clothes feel great and wear really well. So anyone in the need of a custom suit, definitely hit them up. You can find them online at label.co. What is up, everybody? Anthony Vasquez here. I hope everyone is well. What a crazy, crazy, crazy week it's been. I'm sure everyone has kept up with the news. And I just want to bring you my message and hopefully offer you some advice to anyone in the event industry, more so any small business owner. What has the recent job numbers, unemployment, what does that mean to us as business owners? How is that going to affect us and how can we best plan moving forward? So we have now officially had the worst month in the history of the United States economically, with over 20 million unemployment claims in the month of April. And I know on my last podcast, I talk about five different ways to prepare for this crisis and to not prepare for it, but to make your way through the crisis. And now we're in it, right? And as we look at this from a very micro perspective, and we look right into what's going on today, we need to focus in on things are bad and things are going to get worse before they get better. Even as we start to gradually open up our country and our economy, specifically areas of high density. So New York, New Jersey, places in Illinois, Chicago, for example, California, are going to be the last states to recover. And as we see the jobless claims start to go up, what does that mean for us, right? How do we pivot? How do we what do we do right now is the question. And my answer to that is, look, the bottom line is things are going to get worse before they get better. That's the reality of the situation. And I think to think anything otherwise is foolish at this point for two reasons. Number one, if you prepare for the worst case scenario, that unemployment keeps going up and things aren't going to get better before, things are going to get worse before they get better, you've accomplished two things. Number one is you've prepared yourself for an economic downturn. Number two, if you batten down the hatches, and the economy takes a turn for the better, you're in a better place than you were today anyway because you've reduced your costs, which is incredibly important. The most important thing you can do right now is get to close to zero for your living expenses and your operating expenses for your business. You cannot carry high overhead right now. Anyone going into this who's carrying massive overhead, it's going to be the death, right? PPP, idle, all these things are not going to be enough. The bottom line is, you know, the way PPP works, it's just not going to be enough to salvage your business. So you need to be super aggressive right now. And when I mean aggressive, I mean aggressive. We're not talking, let's cut here, let's cut there. I'm talking Michael Jordan, six championships, no excuses, winning Bulls focus in the 90s aggressive. That is the level of focus and energy you're going to have to put into salvaging your business economically right now. There's no way about it. And I know for some of you might be thinking, okay, Anthony sounds like a broken record. He keeps repeating the same thing. And I am to a certain degree. And I'm going to keep repeating the same thing because if we don't take these steps right now, the last thing I want to do is see small businesses suffer. And we're going to, inevitably. And people are going to fail. People are not going to reopen. And that honestly breaks my heart because I know what people have put into establishing their businesses. People have given their lives to this. I'm one of them, you know, but I'm doing everything now within my power. I've taken control of the situation within me to do what's best for my team, for my staff, to be able to provide a company going forward. What scares me are business owners who've called me for advice over the past couple of weeks. And as I talk to them, they look at me in bewilderment, or I should say, they sound like they're in bewilderment, unless we're on a Zoom call, because I'm saying, hey, you need to cut more. You're not cutting enough. And they're like, no, things are going to get better next week. No, they're not. Okay. That's a fucking lie. All right. I don't want to sugarcoat it. Next week is not going to be better. Next week's going to be worse than this week. That's the reality right now. Things are going to get much worse before they get much better. They're talking about a rebound, a slingshot effect for the economy. I'm not talking about the coronavirus. And yes, we may see a bounce back as certain local economies open up. Yeah, there will be a drop in unemployment short term, but no one's talking about what about 4 or 5 months from now when the airlines who've now furloughed everyone because they can't fire anyone because of the bailout, lay off 250,000 people and banks start following suit. And let's face it, retail is screwed right now. And what about when millions of people lose their jobs that are in retail? That is going to happen. That is an inevitable consequence of this fallout. If you didn't think we were there before, we're here now. Okay. And I think some people are like turtles. They've pulled into their shell. They've retracted. They don't want to hear it because it's too much to deal with. And I get that. You know, we're all dealing with this differently. This virus is serious, right? But also, let's focus not on the virus for a second, economically, because ultimately we're going to have a solution for this. We're going to have a vaccine. We're going to have treatments. We're going to get through the virus. The question is, if we hit 50 million unemployed, doubling or tripling the numbers of the Great Depression, what does that look like economically for us, right? So again, I'm going to say it over and over, and I'm going to keep beating the same drum. Cut your expenses now while you still can, because eventually it's going to be too late. You're going to have kept whatever you were buying, whatever you were paying for. You know, as Americans, by and large, we got way too fancy, way too fast. We came out of 08 on a rocket ship up, and we haven't stopped. And 2020, the brakes got put on. And for those of you, like I have friends who are driving two Lexuses, guess what? They're unemployed now, okay? And they're business owners just like I am. The difference is I drive a Mazda CX-5 with 130,000 miles that I bought. I don't have a car payment. I only have my insurance payment, which is about $50 a month now because I'm barely driving. So, and do I want a new car? Sure. My car broke down yesterday and I had to go get it fixed. But the bottom line is I don't have a monthly nut to pay on that car. And we've been living wildly above our means, okay? And that has to stop now. And for some of you, it might be hard to get out of these payments, but you're going to have to figure out a way to strategize to reduce your financial blueprint. In my opinion, that is the only way to survive what is coming. That being said, I said it before, if you make these cuts now, if you bottom line, zero out all the things you do not need in your life, and by the way, there's a lot of stuff you don't need. You don't need 10 subscriptions to every service. You don't need Showtime, HBO, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and the list keeps going on and on. YouTube Premium, YouTube Red, cut it down. You need one, okay? Or two, most. Those 10 subscriptions are $300 a month. And the bills just keep going from there. It's time to live a more civilized, in my opinion, and I mean civilized as in like cooking your own meals, not eating out for these fancy restaurants, not binge watching TV right now for sure, and certainly not having 15 stations that you need to pay for. It is about living a minimalist lifestyle going forward, okay? And I feel like people who make those adjustments the same way that my grandparents did during the Great Depression are the ones who were able to prosper out of that. We've had life way too easy, okay? That's truly how I feel. And if there's one blessing within this whole coronavirus crisis, I hope that that blessing is a return to reality, and reality by spending time with family, cooking dinners, right? Breaking bread with one another and not being on your telephone for, you know, 20 hours a day. And these are all things I hope we return back to, right? But within doing that, we need to be very aggressive with how we handle our finances right now as business owners, right? So as I watch the news this morning and I'm seeing the numbers are catastrophic, guys, this is no joke. This is fucking bad. We're talking 33.5 million unemployed, 20.5 million. And by the way, we're not even counting the claims that haven't been processed yet because so many states are backloaded, New York, New Jersey, and California to be specific, with their claims. So we could potentially have another few million just by next week once these claims start to get processed and as more people start to get laid off. We're talking about not opening up the Jersey Shore, not opening up beaches in certain areas. These are all realistic possibilities, right? Or if a restaurant can only open to 25% capacity, guess what, guys? The restaurant's not going to open because at 25% capacity, they can't even break even on their operating costs. How are they going to pay their rent, overhead, food, all these things? And as this progresses and this continually gets worse, we're going to see more unemployed. That's the bottom line. People are going to become tighter with what they're spending. Budgets are going to get reduced. Frivolous spending is going to be reduced. Okay. And in my opinion, people who have money, who flaunt that money will be looked upon socially, not in the best light. So people who have money are going to hold on to it. And people who don't have money are not going to overextend themselves like they have in the past. You know, maybe we're not going to run up our credit card bills for frivolous vacations. Cruises are done, right? We're not traveling this year. Airline travel's down 97%, guys, right? And we're still having conversations about, oh, in a month, it's going to be okay. That's bullshit. Okay. We're being told that because we need to be given false hope so people don't get upset and do silly things like commit crimes and all those things. So as a society, we're being lied to right now by everyone, in my opinion. But we need to look within what we can control. Okay. And I'm going to say it again for the 15th time on this 10-minute talk that I'm giving right now. You have to control your expenses. Okay. For me, what does that look like? It looked like some really hard decisions, right? It came down to cutting all expenses non-essential. And essential is like bare bones. What do we need? We need our phone number. We need our website. I need some staff right now to accommodate, right? to accommodate my clients. I need some of those things. I don't need all of them, right? What does that mean as the business owners? I'm carrying the brunt of that. And I'm going to have to work more now to pick up the slack, but I also don't have to pay myself. Okay, so really operating at the bare minimum. And I'll give you a perfect example of one way to reduce your cost. I called Vonage the other day. Guys, my normal volume, I have 8 lines in the office, blah, blah, blah. We're all working remotely right now. I don't need those 8 lines right now. No problem, Mr. Vasquez. As a matter of fact, number one, we were overbilling you $30 a month for the past 12 months. So they owe me $360 just by me making a phone call. We caught a mistake on my bill, number one. Number two, my bill went from $250 a month down to $119 a month. Okay, that's a gross savings, bottom line, $1,400 a year off the top. Now, again, I will need those 8 lines down the line, but right now I only need $120 worth. Do that with every single bill. Constant Contact, another example. I have a monthly subscription, $79 a month. I said, hey guys, here's what's going on in my industry. We're literally not allowed to go back to work. My bill went from $79 to $17. They were running a promotional special to help businesses. I applaud you, Constant Contact. Thank you for doing that. They didn't need to, but they saw hey, listen, our businesses are suffering right now. We know you can't go back to work. We want to retain you as a client, so we're willing to give you a steep discount on the next 3 months. Again, these are, and I've done this with every single company that we do business with. And some people, hey, they may take it the wrong way. That's just tough shit right now. The bottom line is, you want to keep my business, you're going to need to work with us on those things. So if you own a business, again, 17th time, pound it in, guys. Cut costs now. As soon as you listen to this, get off, look at what you're spending monthly and reduce your costs. My hopes, my beliefs are, we are the greatest nation in the world. I am proud to be an American. That is, it is not a political statement. It is not, it is nothing more than the truth. This is the greatest country. People flock from all over the world. We need to batten down our hatches though. The reality is, the way we've been living for the past 20 years, especially the past 12 years, was excessive. And this is a trip to reality. And I know for some people it's going to be harder than it is for others, but truly my prayer, my wish is that if you do these things, you can get to the other side. I'm an entrepreneur. I've owned my own businesses since 2001, coming out of September 11th. And I saw what happened to us as a country and as a nation to the 2008 and now through 2020. Financially, strictly from an economic standpoint, 2020 dwarfs, in my opinion, what happened in 08 and what happened in 01. We never saw unemployment like this. We never saw social distancing where we couldn't gather. We could still go out to restaurants as those crises happened. This is completely different. This is something like we've never seen, and I truly pray we never see it again. But my thought is, we as business owners have given so much of our lives to this. I need you guys now to really focus in on your costs. And if this leaves you with anything from the news we received today, please, 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 I am begging you, if you want to have your business 12 months from now, focus in on every single cost. Nothing is too small at this point, guys. If it saves you $10 a month, that's $10 less you need to make. And I know it sounds small, but $10, $20 here, $500 there, it starts to pile up. And as you make those cuts, you may be able to save $30, $40, $50, $100,000 off your overhead this year. And that may be the difference of being able to, in some scenarios, feed your family, pay your bills, pay your mortgage. Those are the things. Stop buying shit on Amazon. Let me tell you, that'll save you a lot of money as well. I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you for all the positive text messages and direct messages I got from the last two we posted. I'm going to do another one over the weekend as well. And this one will talk about the PPP, what to do with that money if you do get it, just some philosophical thoughts I have on it, and some other ways I think you can prepare your business, in essence, creating your own PPP privately going forward. So again, I wish everyone well. I love all you guys. Thank you for all your support. And I hope this video brings you some value. And if there's any way I can assist you guys personally, always feel free to reach out to me. Again, thank you so much. Stay well. Thank you. Hey, everybody. Doing this has been an absolute journey and an amazing time. I have learned so much, and I want to thank you all for listening in. If you kindly would, we would just ask you for your support. If you've liked the show, if you've gained anything from it, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or any of the other platforms where you are viewing this. We would greatly appreciate it, and it means the world.